From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. While much of the country suffers from extreme drought this summer, farmers in southeast Arkansas are still trying to recover from freakish summer rains that devastated many crops. According to AgWeb.com, two separate storms in June and July, with nearly unprecedented amounts of rainfall, swamped at least 600,000 acres of Arkansas farmland. The House Ag Committee recently passed an $8.5 billion disaster bill, which would authorize funding for a variety of disasters, including flooding. The beef cattle industry is bouncing back from the pandemic, and continued progress is expected in 2022. AgriMarketing.com reports beef prices are near record high, and consumer and wholesale beef demand are both at 30-year highs as the U.S. and global economy recover. According to Cattle Facts, while drought remains a significant concern in much of the country, strong demand and higher cattle prices signal an optimistic future for the beef industry. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack is applauding last week's Senate passage of the Bipartisan Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. He says the act will deliver broadband access to rural homes, communities, and businesses, increasing access to jobs, education, health care, banking, and markets for farmers and rural businesses. It also upgrades our power infrastructure, improves drinking water, and connects rural communities through upgraded roads and bridges. The bill now goes to the House for consideration. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.